And of course, the answer emphatically is yes.
Yes, we.
We. Must. Yes. Jesus had to die. He had to become the Lamb of God for you and I. There was a law of purchase, the law of the right of purchase.
Il y avait le droit de l'achat.
In other words, our great-grandfather Adam sold us as slaves to Satan.
Notre arrière-grand-papa Adam nous a vendu au diable.
The whole human race was sold into slavery willfully to Satan.
Toute la race humaine a été vendue au diable.
So, someone had to buy us back.
Alors, il a fallu que quelqu'un nous rachète.
So, in the heart and mind of God the Father, it was designed for God to buy us back. It is called redemption. Well, I don't have my money with me. I usually have my money in my pocket, but if I gave you money for your phone, you would give me your phone.
Si je vous donne de l'argent pour ton téléphone, il faut que tu me donnes le téléphone.
It's called the price of redemption.
Ça veut dire le prix de la rédemption.
So the only price that would be sufficient to purchase you and I out of slavery was the blood of Jesus Christ.
Alors, la seule chose qui pouvait nous racheter de l'esclavage, c'était le sang.
Now, there are two things that we need to know. We need to know, number one, who this Jesus Christ is.
Alors, il y a deux choses qu'on doit savoir. Numéro un, qui est Jésus?
If we know who this Jesus Christ is, we'll know the power that is in his name.
Alors, si on comprend qui est Jésus, on va comprendre aussi le pouvoir qui est derrière Jésus.
We'll know the power that's in his blood.
On va aussi savoir le pouvoir qui est dans le sang de Jésus.
The power that's in his word.
Le pouvoir qui est dans, la puissance qui est dans.
The second thing that we will know is, who am I in God?
Alors la deuxième chose qu'il faut savoir c'est, et moi, je suis qui en Dieu?
Why did God save you?
Pourquoi Dieu m'a sauvé?
Someone living next door to you, and they're throwing their life away in sin. Why did God choose you?
Alors vous savez, à cause de toi, il y a quelqu'un d'autre qui est en train de jeter sa vie dans le péché. Mais pourquoi Dieu t'a sauvé toi?
God gave you an opportunity for salvation and you took it.
Dieu t'a donné une chance au salut et tu l'as saisi.
And you became the redeemed.
Et vous êtes devenu celui qui est racheté.
Jesus Christ redeemed you by his blood.
Jésus-Christ vous a racheté.
Now, just so we have a compass here, let us turn to Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61, we'll read verse 1, and then Sister Barry will read it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Car l'Éternel m'a envoyé pour porter de bonnes nouvelles aux malheureux. Il m'a envoyé pour guérir ceux qui ont le cœur brisé, pour proclamer aux captifs la liberté et aux prisonniers la délivrance. Amen.
Jesus Christ came to set the captives free. Now, who are the captives? First of all, you were purchased by His blood, and you were delivered from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
Premièrement, nous sommes sauvés par son sang. Il nous a délivrés du monde ténèbres à la lumière qui sort.
Amen. But something happens along the way.
Mais sur le chemin, quelque chose se passe.
Because the enemy of our soul is always our enemy.
Parce que l'ennemi de notre âme, il est toujours notre ennemi.
He will not let go of you until he gets you back as his property.
Il va continuer à vous chercher jusqu'à ce qu'il faut vous reprendre comme sa propriété.
You were a slave to sin, and Satan held you as his property. And so, you were redeemed by the blood, but Satan is trying to lure you back into the slavery.
Alors, nous sommes libérés par le sang de Jésus, mais l'ennemi, le diable, cherche toujours pour vous attirer dans le péché.
Am I right? Am I right? That the spirits of darkness, let us put it this way. We come into a meeting like this, and the power of God is moving.
Par exemple, on vient dans une réunion comme ça, et puis il y a l'Esprit de Dieu qui est en train de travailler.
And the demons are waiting right at the door for you to come out.
Alors que les démons sont dehors, en train d'attendre.
Come.
Pour sortir.
Am I telling truth?
Yes. C'est vrai ou pas?
You get home. Something comes between the husband and the wife. And you say, oh my God, we were in the meeting and the power of the Lord was so glorious. Now, husband and wife. Your soul, I believe Brother Mark said it this morning, your soul has been saved, is being saved, and shall be saved.
Je vais vous dire, votre âme est sauvée. Votre âme est en train d'être sauvée. Et votre âme va être sauvée. Amen.
I am a work of salvation.
Alors, je suis une œuvre du salut.
The blood purchased my soul.
Le sang a racheté mon âme.
The blood is purchasing my soul.
Le sang est en train de racheter mon âme.
And my soul shall be forever saved by that blood.
Mon âme sera toujours, toujours, à jamais sauvée par ce sang.
We must believe that. We need to know who we are in God. We need to recognize the power of the blood to keep us. Do any of you remember seeing the movie The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson? Yes, do you remember seeing that movie? When they showed Jesus being whipped, they showed him being beaten. They showed the blood coming forth. And when he was on the cross, the blood that was streaming down the cross. I believe we sang the song yesterday, Rita. There is a fountain filled with blood. It was absolutely necessary for Jesus to give us that blood. Not only to get us out of Satan's prison, but to deliver us from every trap that he lays every day for us. Now, who am I? Who am I? Okay, we don't have a chalkboard or a board here. So I'm going to draw on the imaginary board. Okay. I'm drawing three circles. Okay, circle one. Father. Circle two, the Son. Circle number three, the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now, I am spirit, soul, body. Now, I am a soul. I live in a body. And I have the spirit of life from God. Now, this is divine order. God comes to us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, to our spirit. Somebody looked that up for me in Romans 8, and I believe it's verse 16.
Okay, I'm going to read Romans 8. Je pense que c'est verse 16.
And if you find it, just read it.
What?
Yeah. I believe I'm pretty sure it's verse 16. Chapter 8 of Romans, verse 16. This is the divine order.
The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
His Spirit. Spirit bears witness with our spirit. So God meets us spirit to spirit. That is divine order. Now, the second part, we are spirit. We are the soul, but we have a spirit and we live in a body. It's very important that we know that. You are not a spirit and you have a soul. You are a soul and you have a spirit and you live in a body. So when you say, who am I? Your soul, okay, I'm drawing another circle. Your soul, this is your soul, circle. And on the top, we have a circle that is called the mind. Guess what the highest part of my body is?
My mind.
It's my mind. The mind is the highest part of the soul. So we have the circle of the soul. We have the mind on top. Over here, we have the emotions. Down here, we have the will. And over here, we have the desires. Now, we won't turn there, but when you read about this in Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse and chapter 10 and Isaiah 4 and also Revelation 4, I'll help you. Yes, when you read about the four beasts, he's talking about the four compartments of your soul. How your mind is at top like an eagle. The eagle likes the high places. Now, your mind is like that eagle. You can be sitting in a meeting like this and your mind is out there. You know, next week I have this appointment and I have to do this. Some of the ladies are thinking, yes, you know, I have to get this for my daughter. I have to get this for my son. Your mind is always flying, flying, flying. But remember now, God meets us spirit to spirit. And the closest point to your spirit in your soul is your mind. Now, we have to be careful. Because the devil knows this principle also. Did you know that the devil knows about internet? We go on the internet and all of a sudden some horrible thing tries to attack us. Because your mind is the highest point of the soul, that's where the devil wants to attack. Remember now, he came to set the captives free. Just remember that. He came to set the captives free. Now, the emotions are like this big animal that they have in Africa, and he has like this fur all around, and they call him, help me, what is that animal? He's the king of the jungle. They call him the king of the jungle. Who is that animal? Huh? The lion. And the lion has big claws. And he has big teeth. And he has a big mouth. Do you know that your emotions are like that lion? I have to tell you. I enjoy telling on myself. Because I'm glad God is working on me. I went to book my ticket on the airline and I made a mistake. I made a big mistake. And so I basically bought two tickets for the same flight. And so I call the lady at the airline and I try to explain. And so I says to her, I says, now, you know this is a mistake. Who would buy two tickets for the same flight? She said, I don't know, Mr. Castle. Who would do that? And so I felt this lion rising up inside of me. Emotions! Emotions! And I said, don't you know who I am? I am an honored customer. I give you all my business to this airline. You know, honestly, Joanne was there. I was not rude to the lady, but my tension level was high. I did get the problem resolved and I did apologize to the lady. But you tell me what happened. That lion took over my emotions. That is what Jesus Christ came to say. He came to save my mind. He came to save my emotions. He came to save my will. Now, he came to save my will. The will on the bottom of the circle, the mind, the emotion, and on the bottom we have the will.
Alors nous avons la pensée, nous avons les émotions, et en bas la volonté.
That will is like the stubborn ox.
Alors la volonté c'est comme le bout.
What What do you have here in Africa, like the ox, like the water buffalo, or so? Do you have, what do you have? Yeah. And you know that ox is very stubborn. Now, we are not like that. We are not stubborn, right? I'm afraid that sometimes we can be very stubborn. Then the last beast is the desires, and that is the son of man. That is man. No one desires like man. Man can desire heaven and hell at the same time. No one desires like man. Now remember, Jesus Christ wants to redeem your soul. But in order for you to be redeemed, payment had to be made. So the blood is the payment for your soul. And when we say your soul, we are talking about your mind, emotion, will, and desire. Jesus Christ wants to give us his mind. Does anybody remember in Paul's writing when Paul said, "We have the mind of Christ"? Do you remember reading that? It's in the scriptures. Paul is saying, we have it, we possess it. But sometimes we are carnally minded. Somebody help me here. Now, we don't need to turn there, but to be carnally minded is but to be spiritually minded is peace. So now, do we see the battle going on for the mind? With my mind, I want to serve God. Don't we all want to serve God? But there is a battle going on in the mind. Brethren, listen to me. I want to have your undivided attention. We can win this battle with the blood of Jesus Christ. The mind can be redeemed by his blood. Do you believe it? I'm telling you, I believe it.
Amen.
And that is why it is important for us to know about the redemptive power that's in the blood. Remember, He came to set the captives free. And who is the captive? We are the captives. We are still falling into Satan's traps. When they took that crown of thorns, and they put it on his head, they mocked him and said, "This is your crown, O King." They were actually playing right into God's plan. Because when that crown of thorns went on his head, the blood came rushing out. That blood was for the cleansing of my mind. That blood is for the cleansing of my thoughts. I want my mind to be pure. I want you this day to remember that crown of thorns is your weapon to redeem your mind. When you read about the crucifixion and you read about that crown of thorns, know that that blood is redeeming your mind. Think about the blood. Call upon the blood. The best time to call upon the blood is when the devil is attacking your mind. Sometimes in the heat of the battle, we forget all about our weapons. That's why it's good to go over the crucifixion. Go over it. When that blood came streaming down from his crown of thorns, he was redeeming every one of our minds. You need to let that blood touch our minds. Let us stop right here and say, "Jesus, touch my mind with your blood." Hallelujah! I want to reject carnal thoughts. I want to pull down imaginations. Touch my mind right now with your blood, Lord Jesus, and redeem my mind. Hallelujah. That is the mark in the mind. Brother Mark talked about the sealing of the mind. The blood is sealing your mind with the mind of Christ. Hallelujah! Brethren, the greatest weapon that we have against the devil is the blood of Jesus. If we don't use that weapon, we're goners, we're losers. That blood Remember now, every part of Jesus Christ, the Lamb, every part of his body was bleeding, full of blood. So we ask the question, who crucified Jesus? Was it the Jewish priest? Was it the Romans? Was it you and I? Or was it the Father? It was designed of the Father from the foundation of the world. Say amen if you believe that. God knew that Adam was going to have trouble in the garden. He knew that Adam would sell us to Satan in slavery. So the Father devised the plan before the foundation of the world. So the blood, you know, this is the seat. This is the seat of your emotions, right here. I see that smile. I can read her shirt. But I can also see, you know, or I'm worried, you know. You can sometimes look at your husband or your wife or your children and you know exactly what their emotions are. And so the blood covered his face to redeem the emotions. That blood will conquer the lion inside of me. That blood will redeem my emotions. Say amen if you believe that. We have to believe the power of the blood, brethren. Is in that blood, we don't have words to describe it. There was a life and an energy that's in that blood. Now, when that blood was released from Jesus' body, where did it go? That blood was released into this realm where we live. Now, if I pray for this sister and I say, Jesus, let your blood heal her right now. Do we see the blood going to her? Because the blood is the life, it's the energy, it's the power. Only if we believe. Amen. Only if we believe. And then you see where we're going here. Just like that ox, Jesus surrendered himself on the cross and he became the crucified lamb.
Comme le bouffon, Jésus-Christ est rendu et est devenu
place of the ox.
So that was the goal. L'agneau a pris la place du loup.
He took that rebellion, that stubbornness.
Il a pris cette rébellion qui était au dedans de lui.
And when the blood came from his hands and his feet, he was redeeming my soul.
Et quand le sang coulait de ses âmes, ça rachetait mon âme.
And the last one was the desires.
La dernière partie de l'âme, ce sont les désirs.
Remember, the soldier came and took the spear and pierced his side.
Vous vous rappelez?
And out came the blood and the water.
Et on a vu le sang et l'eau qui est sorti de son corps.
That blood was the payment for our desires.
Ce sang-là, c'est le paiement de nos désirs.
Come on, brethren. As long as we are in this body, we are going to have desires.
Autant que nous sommes dans ce corps, nous allons continuer à avoir des désirs.
But we can take the blood and use it for our advantage.
Mais nous pouvons utiliser le sang de Jésus à notre avantage.
He came to set the captive free.
Jésus est venu pour libérer les captifs.
The blood had to be released. When we think about how God brought this great redemption to us, Jesus Christ encapsulated himself sister, you have a baby there. That baby is encapsulated inside of this sister. Jesus Christ encapsulated himself inside of the womb of Mary.
Jésus Christ, qui est Dieu, se fait encaisser dans le ventre de Marie.
And then he grew up as a man.
And il est sorti, il a grandi comme un homme.
And he lived a sinless life.
Et il a marché dans ce monde sans péché.
So that when Jesus Christ was on the cross, he was the sinless Lamb of God.
Alors, quand il était sur la croix, on voit l'agneau sans péché.
Now, when he released his blood on the cross,
quand il a relâché son sang sur la croix,
what he was doing was releasing the life and the energy to every one of us.
Alors ce qu'il faisait, il était en train de relâcher la vie et l'énergie de Dieu même sur lui.
That blood was shed for me.
Son sang a été versé pour moi.
Say it. That blood was shed for me. Say it in French, I want to hear it. Now I know you believe it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So now, when I am born again, what am I born again of? I am born again by his blood. His blood touches my blood, and I become a child of God. Where did you get your blood from? These children got their blood from their mother and their father. Technically, the father. Now, as a child of God, where do we get our blood? We got our blood from our father. He gave it to Jesus Christ to give to us. That's why I am a son of God. Just as much as I prick my finger and my blood comes out, I know His blood is inside of me. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. We cannot live without our blood. Even so, as a child of God, I cannot live without His blood. The moment that I yield myself to the spirits of darkness, immediately they began to suck the life out of me. Oh, Jesus! Sometimes the devils are wiser than us. The devils know that there's energy and power in that blood. And if they can get you to sin, they get that energy. But guess what else those devils can get? And if we rebuke those devils, they get a rebuke by that same blood. Now, Jesus Christ put His blood inside of you when you were born again. His blood is working in your soul to redeem your soul. Now, if I were to ask these children, let me ask you a question. Where does Jesus live? Where does Jesus live? He told me the answer. I knew he would. Where does Jesus live? Tell her. Tell her. He said Jesus lives in heaven. Now I want to ask you one more question, children. Okay, are you listening? Can Jesus live in our hearts? So Jesus can live in heaven and He can live in our hearts at the same time? Isn't that marvelous? Jesus Christ lives inside of every one of us that has His blood. Because His blood is His life. So where is Jesus now? Let me tell you where Jesus is. I want your attention.
I want to?
Yeah. I say I want their attention. Jesus Christ is being held a prisoner inside of us. He is trapped inside of us. He lives in me and he wants to come out. Can I tell you a secret? At the end of the meeting this morning, when Brother Mark was done preaching, and the Spirit of God began. Did you know that was the Spirit of God moving? That the Spirit of God came in and took over the meeting? Jesus Christ was released from his prison. You released him from his prison. He came to set the captives free. When we began to let Jesus Christ and his blood flow through us, the power is released. We are holding Jesus' prison. Did Paul say that?
You look
the scriptures up. He said in Ephesians 5 that Paul said, I'm a prisoner of Christ.
Paul lui-même a dit en Ephésiens chapitre 5, moi je suis prisonnier du Christ.
We have imprisoned Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ wants to come out and manifest. Did you know that there's someone living next door to you waiting for Jesus to manifest in you? Someone at your job, and they give you trouble. You know why they're giving you trouble? They want to see the Jesus inside of you. And that Jesus inside of you that's a prisoner, that Jesus that's inside of you that's a prisoner, he wants to come out. He wants to say to that sister, oh sister, I know you're feeling bad, but Jesus loves you. Now what does the lion want to do?
Huh?
Sister, you get in your place and you do your job. So we have the opportunity to manifest Jesus Christ or the lion. Jesus Christ is a prisoner inside of us, and it's time for him to be released. Brethren, we are living in the last days. God has appointed a time where he would put all of his fullness into a people. That they would let Jesus Christ out for all the world to see. Are we that people? Are we that people? We? Are we this people? Yes, we, yes. I want to be that people. I want to be the part of the 300, Gideon's 300 that Mark was talking about. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. They became a lamb for their generation. Brethren, we must use our weapons. We must use the weapon of the blood. We are all under attack. Brethren, we're in a battle. We have an enemy that wants to kill us. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants to put you back in his prison house. But Jesus came to set the captives free. Today is my day of liberation. The blood has purchased me. Say it with me. The blood has purchased me. I will no more be a prisoner of Satan.
Is this mine, Mark?
Yeah.
Young people, I have to say something. When you get on the internet, on your phones and your tablets and your computers, Satan is right there waiting to trap you. I want you to make a covenant with God today that I will not be a prisoner. I will not let Satan trap me on my device. One of the greatest weapons Satan has is sexuality. Young people, you must save yourself for your husband, for your wife. Young ladies, save yourself for that special man. Didn't we give a word to one of the sisters?
Yes. Les jeunes, il faut garder cet homme spécial.
Satan's prize is to deceive a Christian. You are so special to God. You are so special to God, and that is why Satan wants to take you. You are God's elect. And Satan wants to defile you. And put you back in his prison house. But Jesus came to set the captives free. Young people, I'm going to make a covenant before God today by his blood. I will not allow this temple to be defiled. Whether it be sexuality or the internet or whatever it is, I will not be defiled. And if you have fallen, call on the blood of Jesus Christ to forgive you. His blood can redeem you. His blood can restore you. We can all be caught, but we don't have to be held in his prison house. So young people, if you have fallen, repent this day and say, his blood has redeemed me. I want to find one more scripture here. I believe it's in Psalms 101.
Je pense que c'est en Psalms 101.
Okay, this is it. Psalms 101. 101.
Alors, Psalms 101.
Okay, are we there? Verse 1. I will sing of the mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing.
Je chanterai la bonté et la justice. C'est à toi, l'Éternel, que je chanterai.
Verse 2.
Verse 2.
I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
Je prendrai garde à la voie droite. Quand viendras-tu à moi? Je marcherai dans l'intégrité de mon cœur, au milieu de ma maison.
Before we read the next verse,
avant de lire le verset suivant,
God knows what we do in secret. There is nothing hidden from God. He knows what you do when you're all alone and no one else is watching. He knows how you treat other people when there's no Christians around. Sometimes it's even our thoughts. We don't have to say the words, but we think a bad thought against someone. Do you know what we do? We release a spirit. God, I hate that person. That should never come out of our mouth. God is love, Satan is hate. God knows our secret thoughts. knows how we behave in our house when nobody's around. But this is David's declaration. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will keep my heart perfect. Amen. I will keep my heart perfect. And if I fall, I have the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now, I want you to look very closely at the next verse, verse 3. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Do you know she has the Bible program? The computer can be good, it can be evil.
L'ordinateur peut être mauvais et l'ordinateur peut être bien.
I'm going to make a covenant before God today.
Je vais faire une alliance avec Dieu aujourd'hui.
I will not use the internet for evil.
Je ne veux pas utiliser l'internet pour de mauvaises choses.
I will set no wicked thing before my eyes.
Je ne garderai, je ne mettrai pas des choses mauvaises devant mes yeux.
Alléluia.
Brethren, we have the greatest weapon in the blood of Jesus.
Le sang de Jésus, c'est notre arme la plus puissante que nous avons.
We can use that blood to defeat the devil.
Nous pouvons utiliser son sang pour vaincre le diable.
Do you know that there are many generations of you sitting before me? When I look at you, I see your grandmother, your great-grandmother, right on down the line. There are many generations that never had the opportunity to overcome that you had. And God is giving you that blood so that you can overcome. My mother is in heaven. I have two sisters in heaven. They are watching me. They want to see the progress that I make overcoming devils. Overcoming devils they never overcame. Is the generation that will overcome. And how are we going to overcome? By the blood of Jesus Christ. He came to set the captives free. And I want to be free. And I want to let Jesus come out. That the world can see. Let us stand. We are going to make a covenant. We are going to make a covenant today with that blood. When I'm in trouble, I'm going to call on the blood. When I am tempted by some young lady or some young man is tempting me, I'm going to call on the blood. When the devil tries to trap me in the internet, I'm going to call on the blood. When I'm in trouble, I'm going to call on the blood. And let me tell you one more thing. When you fall into Satan's trap, you still can call on the blood to get out. Don't give up and say, oh, I failed. I can't make it. Call on the blood of Jesus Christ. And He will set you free. He came to set the captives free. He came to set me free. Today is my day. I want you to think about what troubles you. How does the devil tempt you? You know your weakness. How is the devil troubled? I want you to say to God today, the blood has overcome that problem. The blood has overcome that weakness. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we call upon that blood today. I want to be free in my mind. I want my thoughts to be pure. I do not want to use this mind for evil. Lord Jesus, I'm calling on your blood to cleanse my heart and my soul. I want to love you with all my heart and soul and mind. But Lord, the things of the world, they're pulling at my heart. I want to call on your blood today to deliver me. Deliver my soul from the traps of the devil. Deliver me from the world. Set me free this day. I call upon your blood. Today is my day of freedom. I am going to use the blood of Jesus Christ as a weapon against every temptation. May God bless this people. May God seal this message of the blood into their minds. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. He came to set the captives free. May God bless this people. In Jesus' name, Brother Mark.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.